Hello, welcome to my tech talk. So today I want to talk about the changes that occur at the stage of adolescence, and I'm focusing on one particular one, which is the social changes. Now, at the stage of adolescence, we know that many developmental changes take place. We have the physical changes, the cognitive, the psychological, the emotional, and we also have the social, which is what I'm talking about today. Now, when we talk about social, what does it mean? It means, you know, social, interacting with the other people outside of yourself, interpersonal relationships. So as teenagers, one influential factor in the life of an adolescent at that stage is the peers. I mean, we've heard about peer influence, peer pressure. Yes, the peer is very, very important in the life of an adolescent. You see an adolescent thinking, what are my friends listening to? What are my friends wearing? You know, what movie are they watching? What's the trending thing amongst my friends? Why? Because they are going through the same changes together. So they will not want to be left out. They will not want to be left behind. So they are conscious of being accepted. They want to be accepted by their peers. So there is tendency that they would like to do what their peers are doing. This is a trending music. They want to listen to it. This is a trending way of dressing. They want to dress that way. This is the trending style. They want to do it. Why? Because peers has a very powerful influence. Even aside adolescent, even as adults, peers have a very powerful influence because we are in that stage together. So you don't want to feel left out. You don't want to feel not among. We also want to feel among. You know, so what is the role of parents? What is the role of guidance at this stage? When these kids are children, when these adolescents were children, that is the best time for a parent to build solid relationship with them. Yes, when the adolescent is a child or when these people are children, that is the best time for a parent to build solid relationship, solid friendship, to impact values, long-lasting values in their lives. Because when they become adolescents, They shift from parents to peers. You are not the one going through what they are going through with them. It is their peers. So what their peers are saying, what their peers are doing, is going to be more important than what you as a parent is saying, than what you as a parent is doing. So at that stage, at that childhood stage, do not miss it. As a parent, do not miss it. Whatever value you want to instill it. Whatever, even the Bible says, train up a child in a way so that when he's old, he will not depart. Don't wait till your child becomes an adolescent and ask, okay, I want to start teaching. You have lost it. You have missed it. The child stage is the best stage to, you know, catch them young. Whatever values you want to teach them, whatever training you want to give them, is at the child stage. So when they become adolescent, and they begin to see what their peers are doing. They begin to see what they have something to checkmate it against. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, when they see what their peers are doing, they have values that they've been taught that they can weigh it. You know, but if you've not done anything, you're just letting them hit and grow and go to school and do the normal average parenting. When they become adolescents, when they become, you know, teenagers, and they see their friends, their peers doing one thing or the other, what do they want to wait against? Nothing. So I want you to realize that even for the healthiest adolescent, for the healthiest relationship between parents and adolescents at that stage, they are still conscious of their peers. You know, that there's still an influence that the peers have on them. The only difference is they have a background of values, a background of relationship from the home, that they can weigh whatever it is they are learning from outside, they can weigh it against each other. You know, that doesn't mean the peer does not still have influence. The peer still has a very influential factor. So what am I trying to say in essence is that as parents and as guardians, from when these children are young, from when these adolescents are children, that is the best time to, you know, lay your foundation of values. That is the best time to form solid bond with them. That is the best time to form strong relationship with them. So when they become teenagers, when they become adolescents, when they become young adults, they can always come home to you. They can always come home when outside is so tough, outside is so hot, outside is so confusing. They can always come home to you. Thank you.